Hi, I'm Mark Potter. I'm the Mindfulness Coordinator for Intermountain's Employee Assistance Program, and today I'd like to show you a simple yet powerful mindfulness exercise that you can do at work. The idea is simply pausing and paying attention to the sensations of three breaths as a way of coming into the present moment and downregulating stress. Many of us these days spend a good part of our day in frequent, moderate states of fight or flight. We get triggered throughout the day. That's why it's so important to have a way of bringing us back down to baseline. All this exercise involves is pausing what you're doing as best you're able and paying attention to the physical sensations of three breaths. If you'd like to join me, you can try it right now. I like to put my hand on my chest, sort of feeling the warmth, connecting with my heart, getting out of the head and into the body. And then simply paying attention to three breaths. Let's try it together. Here we go. Three breaths, please, choosing the rate that you find most pleasant. Excellent. It's that easy, truly. Such a simple exercise, and yet so powerful. It does a couple of important things. Number one, it allows us to drop out of the usual autopilot our brain is in. We have, on average, about 3,000 little snippets of thought every 24 hours. That's sort of the default mode of the brain. I'm fond of saying that the brain produces thoughts the way the bowels produce poop. Thoughts are simply a byproduct of the meat of the brain. Emotions, too. Thoughts and feelings are not facts. Number two, it tells the alarm system for the brain, the amygdalas. Well, I guess she's not being chased by a pack of jackals. She's just sitting around counting her breath. And with even a little practice, you can feel heart rate, blood pressure, respiration, all tick down a notch. Not forever, but long enough to make a difference. Many groups across Intermountain begin meetings and huddles by paying attention to three breaths. It's a great way to help people really arrive and prepare for the activity at hand. Often we're clinging to the last thing we did or anticipating the next and are not really present. It delights me when I see an agenda and three breaths is right at the top. And it's so easy to lead. You don't need to count breaths for other people. You can do it just like this. In fact, let's do it together again. Welcome, everyone. If you'd like to join me, let's begin with paying attention to the sensations of three breaths. Here we go. I usually take four breaths to give slow breathers a chance to finish. And then you simply thank people. And that's it. Super easy, and it gets normalized really quickly in teams. Another way to use this simple exercise is to set alerts throughout the day. I have a reminder on my phone set to go off every hour for about 8 hours each day. When it goes off, as best I'm able, I pause what I'm doing and pay attention to the sensations of three breaths. That means by 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm wound up, but I'm bringing myself down. 11 o'clock, wound up again, but I'm bringing myself down. If I'm really doing that multiple times a day, my level of distress can go from a 10 down to a 5. Doesn't get rid of it completely. I wouldn't be human if it did. But it does bring it down to the point where it isn't so overwhelming, and that's the key. I also try to combine this exercise with a moment of self-compassion. After the three breaths, I will say aloud something like, "May I be kind to myself?" Or as the great meditation teachers Bill and Susan Morgan say, "There, there, darling. You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay." Or, "Hey, buddy, how's it going in there today? You doing okay? You're gonna be okay." I invite you to join me in starting meetings and huddles with this exercise and in setting up a few alerts on your phone to practice throughout the day. As we close, let's try it one last time. Here we go. 3 breaths, please. Sometimes that feels so delicious. Thank you.